G'day there, folks. Paul Bars from paulbars.com, the internet marketing online business podcast center. Hello and welcome. Thanks for taking the time to stop by and have a listen to today's podcast, continuing on my new series, mini series, Internet Marketing Strategies. And this is today's quick tip. I've been running through them step by step. We're up to number 8, almost there to the end. And the one we've got today is so vitally, vitally important. It is simply this. It is a call to action website design. Let's give that one some thought. All the stuff I've been talking about so far has to do with getting people to your website. And that's a great internet marketing strategy. You need to get people to your website, don't you? Of course. Hello. But what happens when they get there? Where is the call to action on your website? Now, this is a good question. Most of us in the internet marketing industry, we know, yes, we know about the call to action. We've got this, we've got that, and we ask people to do stuff. Well, that's good for those of us who are already doing it, but what about the newbies that come along? Do they know how? Do you know how to write up a good call to action? Do you know how to structure it? What is the purpose for your website? And this is the way I've always put it. I wrote a special report recently for my local business market, and I was emphasizing every single one of the top 10 key points. What is the purpose for your website? Oh, well, we want to display our products. Well, that's a pretty crappy purpose. I mean, anyone can put up a website that displays their products. It's called take a photo of your shop and stick it online. It doesn't really do much. There's no call to action in that purpose. So perhaps your purpose could be to build up a database of free subscribers. Yes, and that's where your call to action is. Look, right here, if you're listening to this at paulbars.com, you'll notice that at the very top, I have, well, at least at the time of this recording, I have a call to action. I'm asking folks to subscribe to my updates so they can get free internet marketing audios and MP3s delivered to their email inbox. You will see that perhaps when you arrived, you would have, should have seen a pop-up doing the exact same thing. Free 12 MP3 internet marketing audios. Subscribe now. And you'll see on the top right-hand corner, you'll see the same thing. Get your 12 free internet marketing MP3s. Subscribe now. Let me ask you a question. What do you think my purpose is and my call to action right here, right now at paulbars.com? Yeah, I'm looking to build that subscriber list. Does that make sense? Of course it makes sense. It's really simple, simple stuff. And I will test and I will measure and I will look at different ways of doing that until I find the one that works the best. That's what we want to be able to do. And you need to be able to do the same. But of course, if you go and you drop over to allthews.megamonth.com, which is one of my product websites, how to create your first ever mega month, there's no actual subscribe thing there. It has a single solitary purpose: sell product. You get there, you read the sales copy, and you either buy or go away. And of course, well, if you're going to leave, then we'll give you an opportunity to subscribe to the internet marketing stuff. But more importantly, my purpose, my goal, my desire for that in the website design is a single page template without columns, without ads, without flashing banners saying, please take a look and then order the product. Your website design and your structure all should be determined by your purpose. Matter of fact, all your internet marketing strategies should be determined by your purpose. If you have strategies leading into one website, such as the link structure that I have out there through blog commenting, which I've mentioned earlier, it brings people back to paulbars.com who are interested in audio podcasts. Yeah, that's my purpose. That's my strategy. Yet, megamonth.com is looking for people who want to learn about joint venture marketing and how it truly can work and how to make, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 in a month. That's what it is. It's a different angle, and that's why I don't focus on it right here at paulbars.com. So I'm going to suggest to you that you take a good, strong, serious look at your own website design, not just for your primary, but for all your websites. What is their purpose? And so in this, I guess if I was to give it a distinct, concise name, this particular point, number 8 on our top 10. I've decided to go to the 10. Internet marketing strategies is a purpose-built website design. And that's what I'd like you to give thought to and then go and take action on it on the next few days. Okay, this is Paul Bars from paulbars.com, online business internet marketing podcast center. Thanks for stopping by. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again next time. Oh, yeah, and by the way, subscribe to the updates and get your free 12 internet marketing audios. I know that you'll be so happy that you did. Talk to you again. Bye-bye.